Okay, so therefore, while we talk about kindness and being nice and kindness, you're taking a step forward, you're doing more than just being nice to someone. Then we talk about being in God's favor. That's so important that we are in God's favor. The other thing we want to talk about today is how we're worried about our future and we're not grasping on what good things are happening today. So if you're worried about the future, then you're going to miss everything that's going on today that God has for you. And we're going to talk about being hopeless, having hopelessness. Some of us, our bodies have changed, our minds have changed, things in our lives have changed, and it's very hard to take a grip of that sometimes. You just think, come on, let's just get a few breaks here and things just calm down and let everything be better. But God doesn't want us to turn to hopelessness because then things just don't go right. He wants us to have hope in Him in Jesus' name, right? Amen? Amen. Yes, we need to have hope. So I'm going to give us some steps that we want to do to try to not be hopeless. The first one is just remember that pain will not last forever. I know a lot of us, especially Kimberly, I'm in their front row center with her. But the pain that you're going through right now, physically for her, emotionally for some of y'all, spiritually, financially, all this pain that we're going through, just remember it's not going to last forever. One of the greatest promises we have is in Revelations. And it is Revelations 21:4. Come on, Revelations. You are way back here. It's the last book in the Bible. Amen? Revelations 21:4. Okay. It says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. So that's one of God's promises He has. One day, there will be none of this stuff going on. We'll all be praising God and be in our spiritual bodies, and we'll be so happy. This will be passed, gone away. So try to focus. It is good that we need to kind of have a plan about, well, you know, what we're going to do next week, what's coming up. I'm not saying that. A kid's birthday or a family reunion. I'm talking about don't just focus so much on the things you might not get in your future that you're missing out on your blessings today. Amen? The second thing to do, and this is hard, is praise God even when it's hard. You know, sometimes when we're feeling so good and close to God, we can just praise Him. And you just, you feel some goosebumps come over you. You're so excited. And you really feel like you met the Lord face to face that day. But there's other times that when you're going through struggles and you know you need to praise God, but it's just not, if you say, I don't know if He's really listening to me. That's the feeling you have, or at least what I have. Go ahead and praise Him. Be obedient and praise God even when it's hard to do. It shouldn't be hard for us to do. I mean, God has done so many things for us. I remember David was talking about when he fed the 5,000 and all the disciples saw all the miracles that he had done, had been walking with him, saw healings, did so many things. I mean, they were right there, eye contact, seeing it. And then they go out in the boat, and the waves start to swell, and they start getting scared. And they're going, Jesus, Jesus, please wake up. We're in a storm, we're going to perish, please wake up. And I think, you know, sometimes we want to wake up Jesus and go, Jesus, don't you know what I'm going through? I'm in a wheelchair, I'm hurting, I don't like this relationship, I'm in a bad time with my job, I'm having car trouble, I'm having money trouble. God, please, do you not hear me? Please wake up. And Jesus is saying all along, hey, I've been here with you. I have been here with you all along. Why be a little faith? See, we get our eyes off of Jesus and get it on our circumstances. Trust me, Jesus knows exactly what you're going through. So in Psalm 43:5, we're going to talk a little bit about praising Him even when it's difficult. Psalms in the middle of the Bible. Whew, okay, thank you, God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. to the chief. Oh, let's go into something else. Okay, so why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. That's where your hope lies. For I shall yet praise him. Praise him in all that you do. All that you're going through, you're going to have to praise him. Take that extra step and praise him. What do I mean by praise him? Okay, you can be at home and you can be around, just praise you, Jesus. Thank you for this, thank you for that. You can be in your quiet time. During the praise songs, you can really just focus in on God and raise your hands to God if you want. Yeah, this is a Baptist church. But we have the freedom to do what we want to. We need to praise him. That's what he is worthy of. No matter what you're going through right now, he is worthy to be praised at all costs. Okay, I know my grandson's fixing to go through a divorce. I just keep praying for him that he focuses on God, not on the circumstances right around him, but just focus on God and everything will fall into place. Will it happen the next day? No, probably won't. Because if it happens too quick, we don't appreciate it, right? If we're constantly getting things, if I always give Isabella everything she wants, she's not going to understand when I tell her no. She doesn't understand that already, but she just, we're God's children. He's going to tell us no sometimes. Like Ruth was saying, I want to be stronger. I want to be able to work for God. I want to do things for people. That time will come. But what did she say? I'm not very patient in that. God's teaching her patience. In our season, it's Ruth's season to rest right now. It's her season to be with her children. It's a yucky time for her because she probably didn't feel as good as she did before mentally or emotionally, because when you do things for God and you serve others, it makes you feel good all inside. I know Linda feels probably crummy about that too, because she wants to be here and to serve God. And when you can't be with your church family, you suffer. You know, it makes you feel isolated. You feel all alone. The enemy's telling you nobody cares about you. Why even go back? So we have to really listen to the Lord. The next thing we want to do is give your burdens to God. You know, so many times we think, oh my gosh, I go to him all the time and I'm whining and stuff. If you absolutely give your burdens to God, he's going to help you. And that is in Matthew 11:28. 11:28. Okay. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It says right here, he will give you rest. If you have burdens, lay them down and go, here, this is my stuff. Give it to him. And once you give it to him, leave it with him. So many times we try to grab that bag and go, okay, God, I understand it. I'm supposed to give it to you, but this is another way I want you to do this. And go, no, I don't need your help. I've got this. I'm in charge today. I don't need your input. Leave it with him. Amen? Okay. When you are weak, God is strong. But, oh, I love this one. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. His grace is all you need. He's saying it's sufficient for you. So whatever you're going through, his grace is sufficient for you. You don't need anything else. He's got this. It is sufficient for you. And he will give you strength. He says, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So if you're weak right now, his strength is made perfect in your weakness. When we are humble and we're in a place where we want to really hear God, he will give you his strength. But we've got to depend on God. Don't depend on man. So many times we get in fights with our spouses or our relationships because somehow or another they have gotten on the pedestal with God. Because we think, okay, if this person would just do this and do that and make me happy, my life would be better. No, you put God up there. Your relationship does not belong up there with God. And as much as David Ross loves cowboys, the cowboys don't believe up there. Now, Jerry Jones may have different from that. But the cowboys don't belong up there. Can it bring them great joy? Yes, God wants us to be happy. But he doesn't want to share anything with anybody else. He wants to be number one. So you may have idols in your life. And I tell you, I've really struggled for the past 8 weeks. And I don't even want to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I have struggled because I've been fighting this depression. I mean, it hurts when you see your child hurting. And then not only that, but you have to switch around and your life changes. You have to do extra things. You're tired. You have to try to help each other. You get frustrated. You get down. You feel like you're not able to do the things that you need to do. You feel like a failure. But that person that God has put in your life to take care of, that is a precious gift, and you need to take care of it. So during all this with my failures, I once again have fallen back in the trap of food. And I don't like to say that. Oh, y'all obviously noticed I'm overweight. But I don't like to say that because food is quick, it's there, I feel good, I'm happy, and then I get guilty. So I mean, it's just a trap. Yes, God wants us to eat. Yes, God wants us to enjoy it. I think of happy times when we're eating, we're meeting friends, we're eating, we're playing games or cards, there's chips, there's hot sauce. It's fun. Or you get invited out like Pam did. I understand all that, but I can't keep turning to food to fill a void in my life. And that void is the peace that troubles me at times because I don't leave God on the throne. Because I'm concerned about the future for my child. I'm concerned about the future of my grandkids that God has put in my life for me to look over and to help grow spiritually. So food is quick, easy, and they'll even deliver to your door, okay? So I'm just saying, that's my struggle, and I struggle, but I'm going to repent of that, and I'm testifying that today. All right, constantly keeping your eyes on Jesus. Psalm 34, what? I'm sorry, what? Repent is a 180-degree turnaround in your life. If you're going this way in life and God wants you to change, you turn completely away. He wants to get food, bad food out of my life, and I've turned to food, maybe to prayer, listening to praise music, and you repent. You cuss, you tell ugly jokes, you need to repent. That means don't ever do it again. We're going to stumble, but you can't keep going, God, go, oh man, I'm really sorry for this, and he knows that it's not within your heart. Repenting means stop doing what God wants you to do. It's important. Okay, keep your eyes on Jesus. Psalm 34. 4 through 5. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Does it say that it saved him from a few troubles? No, it saved him from all his troubles. The next thing we do is God will strengthen you. And we get this from Isaiah, the gracious words of Isaiah 40, 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's a good one. But those who wait on the Lord, once again, I'm saying, don't tell God what he needs to do, okay? He's got it in control. Wait on the Lord. He shall renew your strength, Ruth. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We have to wait on God. God doesn't need us to tell him everything to do. The last thing we need to do is never, never stop praying. And we're going to get that in Romans. Matthew, Mark, Luke, okay. Come on, Romans. Here we go. Romans 12. rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Rejoicing in hope. You have to rejoice in your hope. God's given you hope today. Patient in tribulation. Yes, you're going to go through trials and tribulation. Be patient with it. God's molding you, creating you to what He wants. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. Pray, 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 pray. Never cease praying. You know, the Bible says, seek the Lord. If you ever play hide and seek, you can't just sit there and go, okay, y'all come on in. You have to go find that person. And so we need to go find God. We need to actively seek Him every day. That means in prayer, through words, the Bible, through song, whatever it takes for you, you need to seek Him on a daily basis. What is it you need me to do today? What is it you want me to do? Who is it I need to pray for today? Who is it I need to do something for today? Who is it that I need to show kindness to today? Actively pray. Be steadfast in your praying. Don't let the enemy come in and tell you, hey, this isn't working. You just need to quit. Go on. Nobody at the church likes you. Nobody really cares. Nobody hugs you when you go there. If you're not even there, they don't even miss you. That's wrong. It's from the enemy. I want you to know that God has a plan for you. He has a plan for each of you. You just got to let Him tell it to you. Sometimes we just got to sit and be quiet and let God speak to us. A lot of you are in here today and you probably don't even know what I'm talking about. You know, that sounds kind of weird. I don't even know what you're talking about. Well, if you're a Christian, you know what I'm talking about. You have to make Jesus the Savior of your life. There's so many things going on in the world today. Kids committing suicide, kids killing parents, parents beating their children, drowning them. I mean, road rage, everything is crazy out there. And it's only going to get worse. But what we can do is give our hearts and lives to Jesus and let Him help us through all this mess. He is our comfort. He is where we need to find our peace at. Yes, your lives are bad. A lot of y'all lives just bite. It is so crummy, and it has been probably all your life. I don't know how you can do it. But God has the answer. God's with you. God loves you. So don't give up. Amen. And just know that whatever you're going through, God is there with you. He wants you to have hope. So I'm going to pray for people today, and I'm just going to pray blessings of hope and joy. Yes, Mr. Richard.
Filled with this is also Psalm 91. Very much so. It's too long to just read it up.
Just tell us.
But it's tells you that He will shield you from all things.
That's right. That's absolutely right. You just have to give Him your heart. A lot of y'all are down today. You think like, you know, I just don't know how much longer I can do this. I don't know how much longer I can take care of this. Oh my gosh. Take care of these people. You don't know how much longer you can struggle with these finances. You don't know how much longer you can struggle with these relationships. But I want to tell you, God's got it in control. But you have to give it to Him and not take it back. That's the thing. Don't take it back. So I want to pray and speak blessings on y'all, and then we'll get to what we need to do, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for Your Holy Spirit. Thank You that You are my comforter, Holy Spirit. We just welcome You here today. I just welcome You every life that's represented here. Father, I pray that You would pierce the heart to the ones that really need You, but that keep wanting to shut You out. Holy Spirit, I pray that You would reveal to each of us what it is that we need in our lives that You can provide for us. Father, whether it be patience, whether it be joy or peace, or just being obedient to You, Lord, I pray that we would have revival in our heart, that first feeling of love when you first came in our lives, and the joy we had, and the music feels so clean and good. Sweet Holy Spirit, thank you for protecting us. Thank you so much for loving us, dear Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your sweet blood. I pray if there's anyone here today that does not know you as their personal Savior, that you would just talk to them and have somebody talk to them, Lord, that this would happen. No one should walk out of here today or ride wheelchairs or however we got here. I just pray in Jesus' name that they would know you, because there is a real hell, Father, and there's a real bad places, Lord, but we just want them to know that we have eternal life in you. Father, please help us not put our wants above you. Lord, and I just right now, I speak blessings of wisdom on people and different things that they're dealing with. I speak blessings of joy. I speak blessings of hope. I speak blessings of happiness in Jesus' name. Father, so many people here today struggling. Your army is burdened, more or less. And I pray that we can lay all of our burdens down at your feet, and that you will work in our lives and give us the peace and the hope that we need. I just pray for manifestation of faith, manifestation of hope, and manifestation of just keeping on, trudging through, Father, praising you through our tribulations, giving you our best every day. I just love you and thank you for Bartimaeus and what it stands for. Just be with the preaching and the singing, and we just give our lives to you, Father. And I just thank you for how you showed up today in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.